Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. Come in, come in, come in. You're listening to your host, Valerie A. Campbell. I'm so glad that you're here. Grab your favorite beverage and have a seat. Welcome, especially to the newcomers. Now, if you don't know, Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And it's also short for the word vibration. You are a walking vibration. The thing is, are you vibrating low or high? What do I even mean by that? Well, if you're vibrating at a low frequency, that means that you're in a mode of complaint. You're spewing energy, emanating energy that is low frequency. You're thinking negative thoughts. Maybe the world doesn't feel right to you. Things are going wrong. All of these feelings evoke a low vibrations, feeling of envy, hate, jealousy. Woe me. And then you've got individuals that are walking around with high vibration, high frequency. And in their mind is our thoughts that are occupied with love, admiration, gratitude. And in essence, whether you have a faith or not, seeing things from a greater perspective, even when you look at the world through the eyes of gratitude, you see God in everything that you see, because God is in your mind, or higher intelligence is in your mind, whatever word you want to ascribe to that higher power. Because I genuinely believe that God has my and yours best interest at heart. And sometimes it doesn't look like it on the surface, right? We get consumed with being in this world, looking at things from our myopic, tiny range of vision, when there is so much more that lies beyond our perspective, so much more. And that's the world that I love tapping into. I love being in the place of the unknown, because I feel as if it's calling me. That's the place that makes me grow, because I'm going beyond my comfort zone, wanting, curious, what is it that lies beyond my perspective? And so that's why I'm really glad that you're in this room today, because I want you, just even if it's just for a little while, put your perspective at the door, place it at the door, okay? Because that's all it is, it's just a perspective. There's no right, there's no wrong in it. But I want you to explore what lies beyond it. So if you're in a mode of complaint, and you'll know that you're in a mode of complaint because your emotions tell you if you're on a route to attracting what you want, I want you to simply ask yourself right now in this moment, what do I want? It's funny how a little simple question like that can place you right back on track, because it gets you to thinking about what you want. And what you want gives you positive energy. What you want feeds your soul with a feeling that is positive. And that is what you're projecting out. And that is what God's universe responds to and says, your wish is my command, and orchestrates the entire universe to bring about to you what you want. However, if you're focused on what you do not want, the universe also says yes and will conspire and orchestrate with the universe to bring you what you do not want. So in this moment, ask yourself, what do I want? Because I want you focused on what you want. Get it? The feeling is in you. The secret is in the feeling. I have learned to not be reactionary. I have learned to be disciplined with my thoughts and my feelings. When I have a thought that goes in a direction that I realize it's focusing on something what I do not want, I immediately say, cancel that thought. Cancel that thought. Because I imagine it almost as a ball rolling into the universe, opening up a path so that can be brought to me. I say, cancel that thought. And immediately, the process of bringing that to me is immediately stopped. So what are you focusing on today? You have to learn to discipline your thoughts. You see, a lot of people, I should say, the average person thinks that the outside world is just the outside world. They do not realize that they are responsible for what they see. You see, you see in the world what is in your mind. We co-create with the world, other thoughts out there, what we see. And so you see, the average person looks at what they see outside of themselves and thinks of themselves that they didn't create it, that they're just a victim. Well, I'm here to tell you that you are not a victim. You are a victor. You are a creator. And if you don't like your results, they're your results. So you need to change in order to create the result that you want. Stop blaming others for how you show up. You get to choose how you show up in this world. And for many of you, especially listening to this show for the first time, that might be kind of like, wow, okay? Like a mind shift. But I want you to understand right now that you are the common denominator of all of your relationships. And you are creating in every moment, whether you're consciously aware of it or not conscious of it. What feelings are you holding deep in the dark recesses of your mind? The feeling is the secret. What pattern are you creating around you as a result of the feeling that's trapped inside that you haven't brought to the light so that you're conscious of what you are projecting? You see, it's in the awareness of what feeling you are projecting that you then have the power to change it. So don't think you can just squash a feeling or repress it inside of you and think that it's not there bubbling away doing its thing. No, no. Look at it, confront it, change the story around it, and you will see what is manifested on the outside change. In the mornings, I start my day with meditation, reflection on a word. I start my day by being still. And what does being still mean? It means not going onto my mobile phone. Because when you wake up in the morning, that is when your brain is the most receptive. It will grab the information that you feed into it. And so when you wake up out of your slumber, your mind is like a sponge. And so it's very important at that moment in time what you put in your mind. So in the morning, no social media. I don't want to see it. I don't want to see no headlines on my phone. I just want to be still. Because you see, it's in the stillness that you can feel God talking to you. You can feel your spirit talking to you. Have you not found that before you go to bed, and whether you say it as a prayer or a request, or there's an outstanding problem or not that you have in your life, and if you speak out and say, I need a solution to this problem, when you wake up in the morning, do you not find that somehow an answer surfaces up? A solution surfaces up. And if you haven't done this exercise, try it. Be conscious of it. Your mind, your subconscious gets to work and goes through the problem in the nighttime while you're resting, whilst everything is still. And a solution comes in the morning. And so when I can sit still or walk around still in my home in the morning with no other voices, and it's just me and that voice, a soft pressing in my mind, in my heart, I can then hear that voice and follow the direction and the promptings of that gut instinct, that God instinct, telling me the direction that I should go. Then there is no wrong in that. You will never make what we call a wrong step. You see, with God, there is no such thing as right or wrong. There is only righteousness. Everything that God does is in your best interests and for the best interest of all. And when you really get that in your spirit, that everything that God does is in your best interests, you will never want to live any other way. Any other way outside of following the path that your spirit is pulling you along is a waste of time. Listen, I used to live that kind of life many years ago. And you know, I'm sure you've had that experience where you do something and you think, why didn't I listen to that voice that was inside of me? Look at the way that I've messed up. But I want you to start paying attention to that little voice. Sometimes it doesn't make any sense at all. And that's why I say to you, there is that which lies beyond your perspective. You see, your subconscious, your super brain is connected to everything in the world. We are all connected. There is no separation. And so there is always an answer to a problem. You just have to get still enough to receive the answer. So I would encourage you to change your way of life if you're not already doing that. Take time to be still in the morning. Be still and let God. let go and let God. And I cannot emphasize to you enough that even when it looks as if you're going through the most trying of times, the most difficult of times, the most challenging of times, you just stick to that God voice within you and it will work itself out. In fact, the word tells us that God will make your crooked paths straight. Have you not had situations where you've looked back and you've seen a sequence of events that at the time seem isolated, not even connected to the other? And you look back and you think, wow, if it were not for that, then that wouldn't have happened. If it were not for that, then I wouldn't have met that person. And if it were not for that, then I wouldn't be in this particular situation. And if it were not for that situation, I wouldn't be where I am. Where are you? You know, I want to talk about vision for a moment. Real vision is not limited to concepts such as near and far. Real vision is not limited by space and distance. In fact, it doesn't even depend on the body's eyes at all. The mind is its only source. And when you realize that, it will open up the world for you, before you. And you will see in it what you have never seen before. Vision. Vision. And that is what I seek in the morning. Because my eyes can only take me so far. Vision is what God sees. You see, God has the monopoly here because God has the ability to see everything. He lives in a completely different dimension. Of course, when I say he, you know, I'm not referring to gender here, right? He lives in a completely different dimension where there are no opposites. There is not here and there. There is no up and down. There is no left and right. There is no yes and no. Everything is one. God is an all-inclusive God. Do you know why? Because there he is also. He is a ubiquitous God, meaning he is everywhere at the same time. And it's difficult for us to kind of get our head around that because we do not live in that dimension. We live in a dimension where we have our spirituality is housed by our physicality, which can only take us so far. It limits us. But we are first and foremost spiritual beings having a physical experience. We hear, we think with our ears, but our ears, our eyes are merely prosthetics. Don't get it twisted. Do not identify with yourself as your body. You are not your body, and you are certainly not your mind. And when I say mind, I'm talking about what you have been indoctrinated with, what you have been filled up with from since the time you were born into this world. You are neither of those things. So in this world, it's really about stripping away of those lies, those illusions, and coming into the truth of who you are. Learn to see without using your eyes, your physical eyes. You are a spiritual being. And that's why the word says you must worship God in spirit and in truth, because spirit is your truth. So, what will you do today? What will you do tomorrow, having listened to this information? Will you start a new pattern from now, from tonight, before you go to bed, taking that time to be still, or especially in the morning? And don't get me wrong, I know it can be difficult, especially when you have to get up in the morning and you have to get the kids ready for school and all of that kind of thing and get ready for work. But take time out. Try it. It's the best thing that you will ever do. Get up half an hour earlier and just take time to be still and watch how your life unfolds. Even if you just want to do this as an experiment. And you know, like riding a bicycle, right? It's a new process for some of you. You know, you've got different moving parts and it may seem a bit silly. You're like, what am I really doing here? Just sitting here and... But just grab a word, a positive word. And it could just be as simple as, you know what? Thank you for waking me this morning. Thank you for the breath that kept me while I slept. Look at yourself in the mirror and thank God for your beauty. Look at things through the eyes of gratitude. There is so much to be grateful for. If you were to count your blessings one by one, wow, you would feel so abundant. And the beauty of it is this: people have it the other way around. What they don't realize is that in the face of a difficult situation, you have to go for the feeling first. In other words, don't be a reactionary. If there's a situation that you can, that you feel is going to make you really angry, that's the time to take a deep breath. Calm yourself, because your feeling goes before you. And so what you do, you get yourself into a state of peace, internal peace, and it starts with the breath. And you center yourself, because that is the situation that you want to create. And so therefore, that feeling projects, and now from that place, you will now create an opening for space to come to you. But what a lot of people do is they just react. Tit for tat, allow themselves to attack. But when you get to a place where you know yourself, that you don't have to defend yourself, you know that you're a child of the Most High, there is no need to defend yourself. So therefore, there's no need to attack. And so you find yourself in this state of peace. You're looking at this situation almost as an observer. And you're in peace. And because you're not reacting, you will find that this peace will envelop that particular situation. You have to claim your I am before it manifests in your reality. Remember what I said. You see in the world what is in your mind. One of the first things that I see when I wake up in the morning are my affirmations. Affirmations are so powerful. And I call them affirmations of truth. Because even though they may not yet be realized in this physical world, they are true for me and for you. I see them as my birthright. I'll read for you some of my affirmations. I am super wealthy. I am is the shortest sentence in the dictionary. It's the words that God spoke to Moses when Moses asked, "Who shall I say sent me?" And he said, "Tell them that I am that I am." In other words, I am everything sent you. So when you say an I am, you are calling on the power of God and all of who he is inside of you. You are a part of God because he created you. And so I look at my affirmations of truth. And spiritually, I know 100% it is true. But you have to claim it first before it becomes your reality. You have to see in your mind's eye first. And when you see in your mind's eye, then you feel it. And the feeling goes out and creates and carves a path before you for you to attract it. And so in the mornings I see, I am super wealthy. I am experiencing this whirlwind of success that sweeps a clear path through glorious doors of opportunities. I am now showered with avalanches of money and abundance. I attract clients effortlessly on a stream of success. I am super excited at high ticket sales for my amazing service. Every man is a golden bead in the chain of my good. I love that one. Every man is a golden bead in the chain of my good. And I especially love that one because it reminds me that God has my best interest at heart. I release the gold mine within me as I follow a stream of endless prosperity which comes to me under grace and in perfect ways. I create a clear path for my clients to find me, and they embrace me with arms of love, money, and abundance of testimonials. I thank the Christ with
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stan, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.